The Water Values Podcast, Session 106.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resource, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGinnis.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, I'm Dave McGinnis. Thanks so much for joining me. We've got a great show for you today. We've got James Eklund back. You may remember James from podcast number 55. He is back and we're going to talk alternative transfer methods today. ATMs, as they're called, is a listener requested topic. Josh, I'm very sorry for how long it's taken me to get back to this topic. It's no one else's fault but mine. It just took me a while to kind of get things organized. And I rounded up James and he gladly agreed to come on and share his knowledge of ATMs. But before we get to James's great interview, first a couple of housekeeping items. Now, first off, thanks so much to Jacobo for the fantastic rating and review on iTunes. Jacob says, I absolutely love this podcast. As someone who's starting out in the water industry and who is passionate about environmental issues, one thing I would like to hear more on is geospatial technologies, GIS applications in water and hydrology. Keep up the great work. So thanks so much, Jacob. Really appreciate that. And we'll look into some topics concerning geospatial technologies and GIS applications in the water industry in terms of water hydrology. So we will get to that. Another thing that this brings up is I have now received a critical mass of emails with people saying, hey, I'd love to leave a rating and a review for you, but I just don't know how. Well, on iTunes, at least, it's really pretty simple. You log into your iTunes account, go to the iTunes store, under podcast, just search for, and search in the search section. You don't necessarily have to be on a podcast, but just search for the Water Values Podcast. Click on the icon. It'll come up. It'll be on the details page. You'll see a little menu, several menus. There's details, ratings and reviews, and then related. So you want to click on the ratings and reviews tab. And if you scroll down just a little bit there, right under customer reviews, there's a little button that says write a review. So you can do it that way. And you can also, there's a right above that where the ratings are, you can rate it. The podcast by clicking on the number of stars. 5 is preferred, if you know what I mean. So that is the easy way to do it through iTunes. If you have the podcast app on an iPhone, you can click on the podcast app, go to search for the Water Values Podcast, click on the icon, and it's basically the same thing. You just go to the reviews, and then it allows you to write a review. So if you haven't figured it out yet, it'd be really great if you've been enjoying the podcast to please leave a rating and a review on iTunes. That would help other people find it. And we're at 48 ratings and reviews now. The vast majority of those, like I think there's like 43 or 44, are 5 stars. So thanks so much. I really appreciate it, especially the younger generation that seems to provide a lot of the ratings and reviews. Not everyone's here, but it is very gratifying to know that I'm helping out the next generation. So that's an important point to me. So here we go. We have James Eklund and he's absolutely fantastic. You're going to learn a lot about alternative transfer methods. So without further ado, open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, James, welcome back to the Water Values Podcast. Great to have you back on. I know it's been about 50 or so episodes since we had you on. Can you tell us a little about what's changed in your life since that last appearance?
You bet, Dave. It's good to hear your voice again. And the big change for me has been I've left the state of Colorado, where I was the state water agency lead, and now am practicing law and private practice in your familiar stomping ground here in private practice in Denver. I'm at a firm called Squire Patton Boggs and do a kind of corporate level water work, and excited to be here.
Great. Well, I appreciate you taking some of your billable time out. Hopefully we won't take too many tenths of an hour off your time for you, but wanted to, this is a listener requested session, we had a DU law student who's very interested in learning more about ATMs. And we're not talking about the kind you stick your card into to access your money. We're talking about alternative transfer methods. And so, James, I want to, my first question to you is going to be, could you just give us a brief history of alternative transfer methods? You know, how did they come about and stuff like that?
You bet. So I love the question coming from DU. That's my law school. And I'm going to make sure that person offline gets a hold of the Colorado Water Plan, make sure they get a nice copy for themselves, because it's got a great chapter. In fact, it's chapter 6.4 of the Colorado's Water Plan that really goes into this in a amazing detail. So if your listeners want more information, that's a good spot for this topic. The ATM concept really is an outgrowth of something that we call buy and dry. It's an alternative. That's the alternative part of an ATM. We're trying to find alternatives to buy and dry. Well, what's buy and dry? Buy and dry is you've got all these municipal centers growing in the West and the East too, but in the West where we have water stress, primarily west of the 100th Meridian, you have these growing municipal centers. They need municipal water for their ratepayers and their constituents. Well, where are they going to get that water? Well, they can go and pump the groundwater, sure, and they've done that. And they can go over to other basins and try and transfer water out of basins where there's more water into their service territory. The kind of the third place they can go is agriculture. Irrigated agriculture has water rights. Usually they're pretty senior water rights. And right now we have been seeing, you know, increasingly in the West anyway, transfer of those water rights, that water off the land and into the municipal water use sector. So that's kind of buy and dry, where you're buying the municipality buying the water, transferring it, and drying the land. So the short term kind of pejorative term of art in water buy and dry is meant to kind of capture that process. So so that's a, you know, individual farmer or rancher wants to do that. It's a private property right. You've talked about it many times on your show here. It's not something that can be stopped. You get to do that with a private property right. The problem that we run into is the tragedy of the commons. If we do that, if we just do that wholesale and let all of the new municipal growth occur based on transfers from agriculture, then we might have a more serious problem with our agricultural communities than we can handle. And so we wanted to find out, the Western United States really over the last several decades has wanted to find alternatives to buy and dry. And so we call them the agricultural transfer methods or mechanisms, ATMs. And you're right, they're not cash machines in the traditional sense of but they're kind of cash machines in the sense that, you know, it's an option for a farmer in some of the ATM methods to farm cash instead of farming a crop. So is that good enough of an overview for you?
Yeah, that's good. So I think you've covered some important points there. It's not specific to Colorado. This is going on in other states that have prior appropriation as their scheme of water rights. I want to make sure is it limited to agriculture, or can other holders of property rights also take advantage of ATMs?
Yes, really any transferable, decreed beneficial use that's recognized by the jurisdiction you're in. You can go to, in Colorado, you go to water court, and I know we're unique in that respect, but in other states, you go to the administrative process, usually a state engineer